Well, we both have babies, and they were probably about 10 months old, and we needed something to focus on as a goal in order to exercise consistently. So,
Your hands weren't full enough taking care of 10-month-old babies.
no.
Because it is a big time commitment to run a marathon, to
Yes.
train for it.
Yes.
So you got yourselves out on the road and started doing a training program. What was that like?
The training program that we use is from a book called the Non-Runner's Marathon Trainer. And it's a great program because the first, it's kind of got a pre-training schedule. So it works you up basically so that you can run 3 miles without stopping. And once you get to that point, then you're ready to start the 16-week program. So that was basically our goal. So we did the pre-training and then the training. And I actually tried to train for a marathon once before, and due to just shin splints, twisting my ankle, lots of injuries, only made it to the 10-mile long run and then kind of bailed out. So this was Garnet's idea this time. And I was like, I don't know if I can commit all the way, but if I make it to that 10-mile mark and everything's going good, then we'll go for this. And so I got to that point and felt good. And I think different shoes this time has really helped. We both are wearing Vibram 5 Fingers to
Oh,
train.
okay. So
And
that you have to change your actual stride to wear those things. Just a lighter impact of how you're running, and what's that been like? Have you had to relearn how you run, or?
For myself, I focused on it a lot the first few weeks, but I don't even think about it anymore. And what I've read about it is it's a natural stride, and when you watch kids run, that's how they run. But we learn how to run differently when we can't feel the impact because of our thick tennis shoes. So,
And did you consider running barefoot versus those, or that's even one step further?
I never did.
No, I haven't really. And when we started training, we were the first few long runs, we actually got hailed on and slush, and it might be a little bit awkward running on ice with bare feet.
Where do you do your training runs? On Mitkoff Highway or somewhere else? Or?
Usually,
Yeah, okay. And your family has gone along with this and come to expect mom to step out and go do an hour-long run or 2-hour-long run or
3 hours.
Four. We're not very quick, but
We're not fast, but we
we're
get it
getting
done.
out there. Yeah, our families have been very supportive. We couldn't definitely have done this without. It's kind of funny
There's no
because
way.
both families have been huge support for both of us, not just like my family for me and Garnet's family for her, but her family's been supportive for, even myself. And so like they'll split on our long runs. Some of them, are 4 hours. And so like Mark, Garnet's husband, he'll take the first 2 hours and be our aid stations with the kids, and they'll run out on the road and bring us drinks and snacks. And then Donald will take the next 2 hours. And so it's been hugely helpful to have both involved it.
And along that same line, if I didn't have Tasha to run with, I would have quit a long time ago too. It helps so much just to have another person there that's doing the same thing, and we're talking the whole time. And
So your families will also be involved in the marathon, which is Saturday. Can you talk about when it happens and where and how and
this Saturday, the 28th, 7 a.m., starting at 11 Mile, but we'll be gathering in the Falls Creek parking area.
Right by the fish passage,
Right by the
right
fish
by,
ladder,
okay, all
yep.
right.
Right by the falls there.
And what time do you gather? Or what time is the official start?
The official start, the non-official official start is
Yep.
going to be about 7 o'clock. And
For
we
the full
haven't figured
marathoners.
out all the details. And then I think the half marathon will start it at 8.
And the course is out along Mitkoff Highway, and turnaround would put that somewhere
24 mile.
Olson's log dump area somewhere. Or,
Yeah, I think that's right. It's
okay.
about 24 mile.
And you'll have family along the way, people manning aid stations,
Yep, we've had
and
volunteers for tables.
okay, great. I know you've put the word out and are encouraging people to run along part of it. I doubt people, there are many people who are trained enough to jump in and do an impromptu marathon along with you, but maybe there are, I don't know.
There's at least one, right?
Yeah.
Doing the full marathon with us.
Oh, great.
And quite a few doing the half yourself,
Maybe,
possibly.
possibly, yeah.
Okay. And
Some relayers
and some bicyclers. Oh, so cool. I think we have close to 20 people right now that have already committed.
Great.
To doing right. something.
But you're hoping to hear from people by Wednesday if they are interested in taking part. So
yes, because we're supplying the drinks and snacks and we need to know.
This is the first Mitkoff Marathon, even if it is unofficial or at this point that we know of, I think. I haven't heard of one yet.
Yeah, we haven't either. I think it'd be great if there was kind of a, you know, often, of course, there's organized runs, and those are awesome, too. But I kind of like this impromptu, like, let's do this. You know, there's no money involved, and it's just volunteer, and, you know. No.
And the rules are loose, you know. There's going to be kids running it as a relay, I think just doing a half total. And then the bikers and everything, kids pushing or being pushed in strollers.